Your father had a stroke. He's upstairs with your mum and Dr. Bennett.
Is he gonna be okay?
I don't suppose that I could stay here with him. I mean, in case he wakes up, I really ought to be here.
I'll stay. Why don't you go home with Josephine? I'll stay tonight.
Is that okay?
Fine.
Well, you'll call if there's any.
I will. I'll call. Do you want some time with Dad?
Yes, thank you.
Glad to see you're not trying to have a heartfelt talk. One of my greatest annoyances is when people try to talk to those who can't hear them.
Well, we have an advantage. My father and I never talk.
Your father ever tell you about the day you were born?
Yeah, 1,000 times. He caught an uncatchable fish.
Not that. The real story. He ever tell you that?
No.
Well, your mother came in about 3 in the afternoon. Her neighbor drove her on account of your father was away on business in Wichita. You were born a week early, but there were no complications. It was a perfect delivery. Your father was sorry not to be there. But it wasn't accustomed then for men to be in the room for deliveries. So I can't see how it would have been much different had he been there. And that's the real story of how you were born. Not very exciting, is it? And I suppose if I had to choose between the true version and an elaborate one involving a fish and a wedding ring, I might choose the fancy version. But then that's just me.
I kind of liked your version.